go cabaret, I tell one story going back and forth between text and sequences of pictures, because I wanted that book to feel like a movie. I wanted it to feel cinematic, since it has something to do with the history of movies. But for the new book, I wanted to experiment with something different and try to tell two different stories, one just with words and one just with pictures. But I needed to find a justification for the use of pictures. Why would I tell a story just with images? And I remembered a documentary that I had seen called Through Deaf Eyes on PBS while I was working on Hugo. It was about the history of deaf culture and deaf education, and there were a couple parts of the documentary that really struck me. One, an interview with a young deaf man who talked about how it wasn't until he went to college and met other deaf people that he realized he was part of this larger community and a larger culture. And the idea of being part of a community or a culture outside of your biological family was really interesting to me. And there was also a section about the transition from silent to sound movies and what a tragedy that was for the deaf community, because it for the first time meant that they couldn't enjoy the main popular culture of cinema along with hearing audiences. And there was a quote from a deaf educator that said that the deaf are the people of the eye, which I think has something to do with the fact that sign language is a visual language that you watch and look at to understand. And so I thought maybe it would be interesting to tell the story of a deaf person with pictures, so that the way their story is told in some way echoes the way they might experience their life. And so that's where the deafness and the idea of exploring deafness started. But really, it's the story of two kids who run away to New York. The two stories take place 50 years apart, one in the 70s and one in the 20s. And so the main thing was writing about individuals who run away to New York in search of something and someone important to them.
Do you best communicate through words or through pictures?
I feel like I communicate much better in pictures. Words still feel a little bit like a foreign language when I have to translate images into text. So when I'm making up stories, I tend to think of them visually, but then I start everything by writing what I want the pictures to be, what I want the stories to be. I think about the plot first, and I'm able to draw much faster, I think, because I was trained to draw my whole life. But when it's time to sit down and really write the prose for the text in my books, I tend to overwrite because I'm describing everything I see in my head. And so Tracy Mack, my editor at Scholastic, is really good about editing down everything I'm writing so that it distills the text down into something so that the words are necessary. And so as you might be able to tell as I stumble through this answer, that pictures are easier for me than words.
Well, what do you think the difference is for people reading pictures as opposed to words? Maybe more room for imagination?
Well, I definitely think that it uses different parts of your brain. But one of the things I do want is for people to really feel like they have to read the pictures. I think we tend to take pictures and images for granted. And you can look at a complicated image and instantaneously feel like you've brought in all of the information, that you've taken it all in, and that you understand it. But of course, you really haven't. You have to stop and you have to spend time with the images to really understand them. And so I feel like we slow down in a way when we're reading text in a way that we generally don't when we're looking at images. And so one of the things I like to play with these books is hoping that the reader is reminded to slow down and look at the pictures and read the pictures in a way that is parallel with how they are reading the story. Because in Wonderstruck, I've essentially made three books. I have a book that's written all in text about a boy in 1977 that has to work by itself from front to back. And then I have another book about a girl in 1927 that's told just with pictures, and that has to work front to back. And then there's the book that's created by the weaving together of those two stories. And that's where the reader is asked to do a lot of work, because you have things from both stories echoing each other. And so